It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And thank you for joining me this morning. Got a show I hope that you will find interesting as I move around the country talking about various conservation issues. The first thing, though, I'm going to talk about is Illinois. I think all of us had high hopes that after a year we would have a budget for the state of Illinois, but as you may know, we don't. You also may know that Governor Rauner is a staunch supporter of conservation and hunting and fishing in the state of Illinois. He's probably the first governor that we've had in, well, I think in my lifetime, who actually is a really avid bird hunter and angler. So in visiting with his office the other day and in talking to Director Rosenthal, Wayne Rosenthal, I think the disappointment is we hear about the pension, we hear about reforms, we hear about all these billions of dollars problems that we have in the state of Illinois. The real disappointment is that we're not able to go to work in the conservation arena to begin to rebuild the Department of Natural Resources and to manage our state lands and public lands for really high-quality public use and for great outdoor recreation opportunity. And all of this is being not only delayed because Mother Nature doesn't stop. They're being destroyed, degraded, and it now will continue to cost more money, more manpower to bring things on the line. When a levee breaks and it's not fixed, the next year it breaks a little more and it breaks a little more until the levee's gone. The same is true of clearing trails. The same is true of prairie burning. The same is true of managing wildlife and fisheries. Our state hatcheries, whether they be for birds or for fish, are under pressure. I received a call not too long ago from the director's office saying we don't have enough money to pay the power bills for our state parks, and we're going to be shut off by Southwestern Electric. And you think about these things. It was like $60,000. The state of Illinois had not been able to pay its power bill for something like 6 months. And Southwestern Electric finally said, enough of this. We're not doing this anymore, and we're going to cut off your electricity. And, of course, they do this on a Friday. So a private citizen actually came in and bailed out the Department of Natural Resources and wrote a check. Now, that private individual believes that they will get repaid when there is a budget. And so there's a little bit of a leap of faith there. On the other hand, they might not. So the real question is, how are we going to manage the natural resources of the state of Illinois when we don't have a budget? And the budget that we had before Governor Rauner became governor was so emasculated that it was a joke for the Department of Natural Resources. The Department of Natural Resources, I believe my numbers are pretty close to the mark, used to have over $100 million in general revenue funding. It has now about $34 million in general revenue funding. That's to pay game wardens, that's to be able to repair levees, that's to plant fields for hunting, that's to raise fish, that's to raise birds. It's the entire spectrum of natural resource management. So we are in a really bad spot in the state of Illinois. And I know those of you listening in Iowa or Indiana or Wisconsin kind of say, well, it serves you right. But the reality is if our natural resources in Illinois are getting depleted, that's going to mean more of us coming to see you. And I know you like our tourism, but on the other hand, if our quality of deer herd management continues to decline because we're not able to do the scientific research we need, if our waterfowl hunting areas are not able to be up to the productivity they're supposed to be, Illinois hunters are going elsewhere. And so it's a systemic problem that we're facing with a director of the Department of Natural Resources who is doing his very best, Wayne Rosenthal, is trying to professionalize and run a department, and it's not even on a shoestring, it's the bare feet. So the fact that we did not receive a budget this past week in the state of Illinois. If you're a teacher, you're saying, well, I've got my own problems. If you are special needs for the state, you've got your own problems. The conservation industry has its own problems, and they're big problems. We are seeing an erosion of the habitat we have. We are not maintaining our facilities, which brings me to, I guess, before I take a break, which brings me to maybe one of the biggest points we have. Why can't we volunteer in the state of Illinois? Why can't members of Ducks Unlimited, Quail Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, people who belong to Friends of the Park, people who are supporters of Jerry Adelman and Open Space, all the volunteer, not-for-profit groups in the state of Illinois, why can't we help out? That's a rhetorical question, I guess. The answer is because the state laws say that we can't. If you volunteer and go to a state park and do a job, you are potentially taking the job of someone who will be paid to do that job and who belongs to a state union. So there actually are absolutely, it's unbelievable, given the situation we're in, that we cannot go to volunteer to go down to Saginaw or go to Rock Cut State Park or go to Illinois Beach, pick up litter, fix roads. There are contractors who said, I'll come in and fix the levee. They're farmers in the central part of the state who said, I'll plant sunflowers, I'll come in, I'll mow your roads, I'll get your crops planted so you have areas for pheasant and quail to hunt in the fall, and none of it's permitted. Volunteerism in the state of Illinois is not allowed. It's unbelievable. And so as one of the elements that we hoped would happen if a budget was passed is that we would once again make volunteerism in the state of Illinois something that we were proud to have and that people could participate in. So it didn't happen, so we have even a worse situation because we can't, I can't, or those of you listening, if any of you wanted today to say, you know, I want to go down to Rock Cut State Park. They've got a bridge that's been in terrible shape. I'm a contractor. I'll bring my crew down there, and I'll get that bridge fixed. I'm talking about a bridge you might drive on. I'm talking about a bridge you can walk over. No, you can't do it. You're not allowed to. So we have not only a fiscal mess, but we have a structural mess. And how it is that we reach the point where volunteerism is a crime just says how badly the state's been run for such a long period of time so that we protect the interests of individuals who at this point in time aren't even employed, that they don't exist, that their budgets have been cut out, their positions have been cut out, and you can't show up at the door and say, there are 20 of us here, we've put together a group, and we're going to come and pick up all the litter at Lake Carlisle State Park, or we're going to fix the boat ramp. No, you're not allowed to. So it is, it's really unbelievable. The DNR has dealt with, over the past 15 years, $720 million in cuts. It's seen its employees go from 2,300 to now less than 1,100. And even if they were all being employed, 1,100 people, they can't do the job that needs to be done for Illinois' natural resources. So it's a mess, folks, and I don't mean to be the conveyor of bad news. I think we all know it. But the newspapers and the press only talk about crime and pensions. They don't talk about one of the greatest assets Illinois has, which is our natural resources, which, too, are in terrible shape. I'll be back in just a moment with more on the Great Outdoors, and when I do, I'm going to talk about what's going on with cormorants, that wonderful bird that likes deep fish, and a judge who doesn't seem to side with us. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. First, a message from the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealer.
Winter is here, and it's always tough on the road. But when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And nothing is tougher than the 2016 Chevy Silverado. Silverado is the longest-lasting, most dependable pickup on the road. With all-steel construction, Silverado is built to tame Chicago's winter weather. And Silverado's towing package offers 11,400 pounds of towing capacity. Perfect for hauling your snowmobiles. I love pulling my neighbors out of their snowdrifts. And right now, you can get $7,250 total savings on a 2016 Chevy Silverado All-Star. $7,250. That really warms my heart. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and get all the details. Or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today and pick up a pickup that works as hard as you do on the road or off. Chevy Silverado is one tough customer.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show and moving from the debacle that is the budget process in the state of Illinois and by the way, when I say that, we've been sliding in Illinois for a long time. And Governor Rauner, who loves our natural resources, I'm not saying who any. It's a collective failure. But I think the reason we don't have a budget is because we have a governor who wouldn't go along with what's been going on for a long time. And in the case of natural resources, has been the defunding and the brutalization of the Department of Natural Resources. And part of what's taking place in Springfield is the governor has said we're going to professionalize agencies like the Department of Natural Resources. They're not going to be political patronage parking lots. And we are going to have professionals in position of management. And so that's part of this whole deal, which makes common sense to a lot of us. But in Springfield, that's novelty. That's a novel thing that people don't want to have professionals in positions of management when they can have patronage positions filled by individuals who may not be as qualified, but they certainly know how to help in other ways. So switching from Illinois to, this certainly applies to Illinois, but the nation at large, we have an odd situation. We now have too many birds where we once had too few. And in particular, I'm talking about the cormorants, which are a species that were nearly extinct, and their feathers were used for women's hats in that era when birds of all kinds were killed for primarily for cosmetic purposes in clothing and hats. The cormorant, of course, being one of the, one of the least likely birds that you'd want to have any feathers of. They're very oily. When they sit in the water, they actually make a little oil slick around them, and the birds actually stink. But that said, they were popular at one time, and they were nearly exterminated. But now, due to decades, 80 or 90 years of protection, they have come roaring back to the point where they now are a complete public nuisance. And not only are they a nuisance, but they are wreaking havoc on the fishery populations of certain areas of the country, whether it's the commercial catfishing industry in the south, whether it is the fishing world in the Great Lakes, whether it's up in Canada on Lake Winnipegosis, cormorants nesting colonies, and they are a wholly destructive bird. The feces of a cormorant actually kills the trees upon which they roost. And so you have large swaths now of areas and lakes where they colonize that are completely dead. Nothing can live there, whether it's up in Lake Winnipegosis or in Green Bay where islands have been taken over by cormorants. It's a serious management problem with the Fish and Wildlife Agency, the states, and also the federal government have been addressing by issuing predation permits. An individual who might have a commercial catfish farm can get a permit to have cormorants stop using his pond. Primarily that's done through scaring them away or shooting them. They also are taking out cormorants in areas where they're causing environmental degradation. And everything seemed to be moving in a general direction that while cormorants are not a game species, and there's no reason they would be a game species, they would be a species that was being managed so that they did not destroy the habitat that they utilize through overpopulation. So being able to manage them is critical. And we were on that path until, very recently, a federal court finds cormorant killings policy is illegal. The ruling may end the management of fish-eating birds in 24 eastern states, and it's really hard for me to really even conceive, again, of how these things end up in a court as opposed to ending up with wildlife management professionals. And that's been a mantra, as you know, of mine in this show for many, many years, is wildlife needs to be managed by those who are professionally trained to manage it. And in the case of Illinois, wildlife management is basically managed by politicians. We control the number of deer that are licensed as are sold. We decide how many non-resident permits there can be. Politicians decide what the costs are going to be. All this, so of course, they can control the pot. A federal judge, federal court, has ruled that depredation orders under which tens of thousands of double-breasted cormorants are killed each year were illegally issued by the Fish and Wildlife Service and must cease. The court found the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has violated the National Environmental Policy Act, otherwise known as NEPA, in authorizing the killing of double-breasted cormorants in 24 states east of the Mississippi. I'm not sure what the National Environmental Policy Act has to do with cormorants and cormorant management, but obviously a federal judge decided it did. The Fish and Wildlife Service has spent millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars collecting data, understanding the cormorant population, and putting together a management plan at the federal level, and states such as Illinois and Wisconsin and Ohio and Michigan, et cetera, are doing so at the state level. Tons of money has been spent to try to understand how to manage the species. It's not as though the Fish and Wildlife Service wants to eradicate cormorants and say, we don't want them anywhere. It's not it at all. They're trying to manage them. But a Friends of Cormorants entity, in other words, what I refer to sometimes as the Humaniacs, but the animal rights folks have rallied around and said not a single cormorant should be killed. It's a natural evolution of a population, and the fact that they are destroying fisheries and they're destroying trees and they're destroying habitats is irrelevant. You shouldn't be able to do anything about it. And a federal judge concluded that the lethal removal of double-breasted cormorants is not in compliance with NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act. So for the time being, cormorants cannot be covered under depredation permits. If you have a commercial catfish entity in Arkansas or Mississippi, you're no longer allowed to shoot them. If you're managing them in Green Bay and Wisconsin, you're no longer allowed to touch them. They are covered under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which was done in 1916. A lot of things have changed since 1916. But in any way, the judge, whom himself might be or herself might be an anti-hunter, said that we should look for alternative ways to control cormorants which are non-lethal. In other words, figure out any way to control them, but don't kill them. Money is always an issue in wildlife management. The most cost-efficient mechanism to managing overabundance of population, no matter what it is lethal. It's not sterilizing them. It's not what we're trying to do with deer where we, you know, sterilize bucks so they can't reproduce. It doesn't work, and it's certainly not going to work with cormorants. So for the time being, we're looking at a real problem here where cormorant populations are going to go unmanaged. I will be back with more on the great outdoors next Sunday morning. I hope you enjoy your week in the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter. Thanks for being with me on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.